hello.
So here's the setup. We've seen a lot of telepresence robots, and you've got lots of problems with robots that you want to be at eye level in terms of cost and stability. So this is a very small mobile base that can charge itself, and it has a tethered drone. The drone then has a camera, maybe an LCD, maybe just some feedback LEDs, but it literally just pops up, hovers whenever the person wants to talk, and then you talk to the drone. When it's done, drops back on the base and charges.
That's super cool. You said tethered, so when I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking, okay, well, you don't even have to put the battery on the drone part. You can just put the battery on the base and run the wires and you're good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It cuts out a lot of, are you worried about control signals? Are you worried about power? Just a whole lot. And even are you worried about it bumping into things? Because yes, you could still hit things, but if you're tethered to that base, you have a better idea of your immediate surroundings.
One thing with drones is you're always worried about how much weight those propellers can handle, and all of the limitations are basically, you know, on that battery. Well, you can design the thing to be safe as heck, like have all sorts of extra doodads, like have cameras and microphones and sound dampeners and like it, you could probably even put a 3D camera on there so it could do like ROS navigation things with like SLAM if you're really clever about
Now you've got me thinking, because where were you thinking all that would go?
That's the thing. Like, whenever I think base, I think a lot of the things like the TurtleBot.
So I really like the idea that with the base, you can do all of the 3D mapping, and the drone is super dumb. The drone has very few sensors, and it's just the point in space, and the base is figuring out any obstacles, any people, anything in the way.
Yeah, that would be the right way to do it, because you can't really control necessarily with any accuracy or measure with any accuracy where that drone actually is. So putting all of that in the base is the best idea for that. But you would want a camera and potentially a screen up there, so that you get the full telepresence, like eye-level experience. I mostly worry about the sound of the propellers, because those things are loud and angry.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big problem. I imagine there's a certain amount of dampening you can do. Doubtful you can do any sort of like reverse sound wave tech that would actually do anything except make it louder.
It would make it louder in a specific way.
Everyone has to wear headphones that pipe in the audio.
Now that brings me to an interesting idea. So like that wouldn't be terrible. With my bone conductive headphones, it's just like I hear the entire world around me, and mine are Bluetooth, but I'm sure you could do just, you know, standard radio and have everyone who wants to interact with this wear something simple like that doesn't obstruct anything.
That's true.
Yeah, not the worst idea, not the best. I don't know what the best is.
Telepresence is just tough because, you don't want to make a full human. It's just a humanoid. It's just too expensive. But if you make anything less, then, you're kneeling down, or it's slow, or, you can only be in one place.
Yeah. Telepresence is hard.
Well, I guess that just the mics I'll have to do for now for recording the podcast. But until next time, we'll figure it out.
All right. Take care of yourself wherever you are.